This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia opened 10 days of massive military drills in Belarus on Thursday and docked six of its ships at a strategic Black Sea port. The moves drew a sharp rebuke from Ukrainian officials who characterized Moscow's actions as further escalating tensions in the region. The Russian maneuvers in Belarus involved thousands of troops and sophisticated weapons systems such as S-400 surface-to-air missiles, Panzer air defense systems, and Su-35 fighter jets. Some of the training was just 210 kilometers north of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. The Russian Defense Ministry said the six ships arrived at the port of Sevastopol in Crimea, which Moscow annexed from Ukraine in 2014. They had been on a 13,000-kilometer journey from the Baltic Sea to begin what officials described as naval exercises. Officials in Moscow and Minsk have said Russian troops will withdraw from Belarus sometime after the drills end on February 20th. But Western officials remain fearful they could be deployed in a Russian invasion of Ukraine, which is a former Soviet republic, along with 100,000 troops that Moscow has amassed along Ukraine's eastern flank. Ukrainian officials launched their own drills on Thursday. Ukraine described Russia's naval exercises as, quote, destructive activity to destabilize the security situation. Kiev has accused Russia of violating international law by restricting wide swaths of open waters to conduct missile and artillery fire training. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Thursday that Russia should not underestimate the West's resolve in responding to any escalation. VOA News. 12 people were injured by falling debris Thursday when the Saudi military blew up a Yemeni rebel drone targeting an airport close to the border, according to officials. Fragments fell to the ground after the interception of the drone over Abha International Airport, which previously has been targeted in similar assaults by the Iran-backed insurgents. The Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack in a tweet, saying they had targeted an airport, quote, used for military action against Yemen. They warned citizens to stay away from such sites. U.S. consumer prices surged at an annual pace of 7.5% in January. It was the fastest increase in four decades, according to the Labor Department. Americans are facing higher costs for automobiles, household furniture, and appliances, according to the government. While some of those purchases can be delayed, U.S. household budgets are being squeezed by something everyone needs, food, with consumers facing higher prices for meat, eggs, citrus fruit, and now produce as well. Gasoline prices for motorists also remain high. The inflationary surge is being fueled by coronavirus-related supply and demand issues. Thousands of Sudanese took to the streets Thursday in their latest mass rally protesting last year's military coup that upended a transition to civilian rule. Crowds waved flags and chanted slogans, warning each other to keep a lookout for the security forces who have launched deadly crackdowns on previous rallies, leaving at least 79 people killed and hundreds wounded, according to independent medics. Demonstrations Thursday also took place in the south of Khartoum, where protesters blocked the streets with stone and brick barricades, according to the French news agency. Britain's Prince Charles announced Thursday he's tested positive for COVID-19. It was the second time the heir to the British throne has tested positive. The prince's condition was announced in his official Twitter account Thursday. It said he's self-isolating. The 73-year-old prince first contracted COVID-19 in March of 2020. His office says he is fully vaccinated and has received a booster shot. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization's regional director for Africa said Thursday that as long as people remain vigilant, the continent is on track for controlling the pandemic. During a regular COVID-19 briefing conducted remotely, the regional director said the focus should now be to get vaccinations to people who need them. She said Africa still lags behind the rest of the world in COVID-19 vaccinations, with just 11% of the total population vaccinated. WHO data indicate Africa has reported 11 million COVID-19 cases over the past 2 years. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.